Welcome back. We are up to Mishnah. We are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 1, Mishnah 3 of Maseches Erevin. The Mishnah wants to know exactly how wide, how large of a piece of wood does this crossbeam have to be over the doorway? So we see, it says in the Mishnah, HaKora Sha'amru, the crossbeam that we were speaking about, Rechava Kedei Lekabel Ariach, it needs to be wide enough to hold a type of brick that's called an Ariach. The Ha'Ariach Chatzi Levena Shal Shlosha Tvachim, and an Ariach is half as wide as Levena, which is normally, it's a brick that's 3 Tvachim wide by 3 Tvachim wide. So an Ariach is a brick that's 1.5 Tvachim wide by 3 Tvachim wide. That would be half of the size. So the crossbeam doesn't need to be this full length, ela daya, or this full width, but rather daya lakura shetehi rechava tefach. It's enough for the crossbeam to be one tefach wide, kedei lekabel ariach le'arko, so that I can hold an ariach lengthwise when it's lying across it. Okay, good. Says the Mishnah further, Mishnah Dalid, rechava kedei lekabel ariach. When the crossbeam has to be wide enough to support an ariach, uveria kedei lekabel ariach, and it also has to be strong enough to support an ariach. To make the status of this alley become a place where you can carry, so it has to be strong enough to capable enough to support a permanent structure, not that it's just large enough, but also strong enough to do that. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rechava afal pisha in Berea. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the crossbeam has to be wide enough to support an Ariach, and it works, even if it is not technically strong enough to support one. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalid. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hey. Have a wonderful day.